The pair now treat that episode as old history, but it shows what can happen when these two strong-willed leaders are at cross purposes in Syria, the place where their interests are most clearly at odds. Erdogan wants Syria's Bashar Assad out. Russia considers Assad its most important Middle East ally. And now, Turkey has launched a ground assault in Syria, one that's intended to push Syrian Kurds from territory they hold near the Turkish border. The U.S. and Russia have both urged restraint and, for now, have pulled their forces from Turkey's path. But both have worked with Syria's Kurds and would prefer that Turkey back off. Erdogan insists he will not. Russian objections have been muted, but that may not last long. Turkey will remain a member of NATO because neither Turkey nor the alliance have good reason to cut ties, but Erdogan's relations with Europe and the U.S. will worsen as Turkey moves toward probable early elections later this year, and he turns to anti-Western rhetoric to shore up his base. He has already angered Iran, which also considers Assad a crucial ally, and the Saudis over his support for Islamist political movements in the Arab world. That leaves Russia. But Erdogan needs Putin much more than Putin needs Erdogan, and he had better be careful.